This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The term incitement is being thrown around in order to blame violent actions on something said by an elected official. For example, Judicial Watch filed an ethics complaint against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence and assault on the Trump cabinet. Lots of commentators have accused President Donald Trump of inciting violence with his harsh comments. In fact, three protesters who were roughed up at a Trump rally filed a federal suit 2 years ago against the president, accusing him of inciting violence. Of course, the Bible warns us to watch what we say. Proverbs 12:18 compared rash words to sword thrust. Proverbs 15:1 warns that a harsh word stirs up anger and thus recommends a soft answer because it turns away wrath. And the Apostle Paul encourages us to put away bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander. Our political class would be wise to dial back all of their harsh rhetoric. But let's ask an important question. Is harsh speech related to violent action? In our legal system, we have what is called a reasonable person standard. Try these examples. If I hear the president say that CNN is the enemy of the people, does that mean that a reasonable person would then go out and blow up CNN headquarters? I don't see how this is an incitement to violence. You may even think it is crass and irresponsible, but it isn't calling for an action. However, if a member of Congress calls for people to get out and create a crowd and push back on anybody from that cabinet, that's more of a call to action. It may not be an attempt to incite violence, but it certainly qualifies as an encouragement for activists to harass cabinet members in public. Let's pray that those interactions don't lead to violence, but the call to action is certainly much closer to the line. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.